There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
God, I hate Russell Wilson. All right, 3 o'clock. It's good to have you. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Here's the 30-second synopsis of where Rico and I stand on the J-Mo stuff. There's no overreactions. We're not cutting them. We're not trading them. We're not rooting against them. I'm laser-focused on winning a Super Bowl. The only thing I'll tell you is the continued dumb decisions, and make no mistake, he makes dumb decisions. I'll have a conversation in the spring about whether I'm picking up your fifth-year option. That's it. I got him next year regardless. He makes no money in the grand scheme of the NFL. So before I pick up the fifth-year option in the spring, I'll let the year play out. This issue will be resolved. As long as he keeps his nose clean, the team wins, we can have a conversation. But that fifth-year option, where a guy might be making $17 million, it's a big decision. That's a lot of money. Because Kirby Joseph needs to get paid. Aiden needs to get paid. There are people who need to get paid. So that's where we're at. Rico's line is we're going to run him until the wheels fall off. I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm going to use him like toothpaste. And when I'm done, I'm going to throw the tube out. So here's the deal. J-Mo, you're not on my list of guys I'm giving $125 million to. I don't have to make any decisions, but listening to the rest of the shows, I give full credit to the hosts. Doug and Scott, Jim and John, they were infinitely patient. I'm not taking calls from people who want to trade J-Mo. That's idiocy. I'm not taking calls from people who say, cut him, get rid of him, I'm done with him. No, you're not. The minute he scores a 50-yard touchdown in Houston, you'll be yelling, touchdown, Detroit black guy. Don't you dare. So I don't want to operate. There is no outrage. I mean, if dumb stuff and J-Mo go together. They got to babysit this kid, keep his nose clean, and get to the Super Bowl. And I'll deal with all of his nonsense in the offseason. That's how we feel. If we're missing the mark, yell at us. You want to go to the people?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Dennis, 97.1. Dennis, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you? Not too bad. Regarding this whole J-Mo thing, look, I agree with you guys. There's no need to trade him. There's no need to cut him. I mean, Tyreek Hill had, you know, troubles when he first came into the league. He did stupid things. He straightened out. You can put provisions in his next contract that say, if you do this, this is what happens. So, you know, the Lions can protect themselves. The guy's got talent. The guy is good. He's just got to rein in, and I think Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and the rest of the team can rein him in and get him to realize, hey, look, man, you can't be doing this stupid stuff and putting yourself in a position where you aren't on the field. And as long as he can rein himself in and make better decisions going forward, I have no problem with them extending him and putting provisions in if you're worried about him screwing up again. Put provisions in the contract. Put language in. They can do that.
Yeah, and again, that. But Dennis, see what you're bringing up. That's my whole point. That's all down the line, long term. It has nothing to do with
But you're going to have to make a decision at some point, because if you can get him cheaper than $17 million on an extension.
I still wouldn't do
it. You may have to make that call sooner than later.
Well, that's fine. I would just tell you if I have to make that call, it'll be done in the offseason. I will see what he does the rest of the way. I'll see if he's missed any time. But there's just no motivation on my part to give him guaranteed money long term, and I don't have to.
See, here's the downside about giving everybody the contract extensions. You can't keep everybody. In Detroit, you're going to find out that for a lot of good teams, they run into that problem of it's Sophie's choice. Man, I really like this player, and I really like this player, but this player is more of a need. This player is more of a want. J-Mo's putting himself in the want category. You want to keep him around. You like to have him around, but you may not need him. He's making the choice very easy. So, no, I wouldn't make any decision on him for a while. I let this thing play all the way out.
Spring is the fifth-year option. Why would I pick up an option in 2025-26? I've got him next year regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll decide. Hey, listen, keeps his nose clean, plays MVP caliber football the rest of the way, team wins the Super Bowl, we'll have a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I ain't doing it right now.
No.
Dylan. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second, Dylan.
I was going to say, and this is one of those things that it's going to actually look bad for him if he wants to do one of those. You know what? I'm going to hold out. If you guys don't want to pay me extend my contract, I'm going to sit out.
See ya.
Hey, man.
Goodbye.
You lost all that leverage by doing all this dumb stuff.
He doesn't have any. Go to Dylan 97.1. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up? Dylan.
Hey, I just want to talk about J-Mo real quick.
Sure.
I don't want to cut him. I don't want to trade him. But at the same time, I don't think the Lions necessarily need him to go out there and be a top team. And I don't think he's worth $17 million a year. And I want you guys to change my mind if you feel he is worth $17 million a year.
No, I can't say that he is. That's why the fifth-year option is, the point I made. I just, right now, if you ask me, am I picking up the fifth-year option? No. But he can write his own story the rest of the way, and we'll see. But, Dylan, it's just he goes from making $4.5 million, $5 million to maybe 17 on the fifth year. That's major money. You're taking bread off the table of somebody who has done everything right, like a Kirby Joseph, etc. Not doing it.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen enough from him. I do think he's a good player, and I think he's talented. I think he's useful to the offense, but I don't think we've seen enough of him to be paid $17 million a year.
No.
I just don't. That's how I feel about it.
No, and again, the conversation would be very easy, Dylan. There's no agent worth their salt who would listen to their client and go demand a contract from a team amidst what's going on here. But my point is, I don't want to have those conversations. Why am I talking about something they got to do in February or March and I'm doing it in October? I don't have to do it. And I'm not going to go insane about what he did. Look, it broke on our show yesterday. So we had a bite at the apple yesterday. What he did was stupid. J-Mo is one step from doing the right thing. It's never doing the right thing. It's one step from doing the right thing. All you had to do is get a CPO. You got to stop with the whole idea of, well, his brother technically this and technically, hey, you're right. The problem is he copped to it's not his brother's gun, it's his gun.
Mm-hmm. He put himself in that situation.
And the only reason this thing didn't blow up bigger sooner is you had a Lions super fan in the DPD as a supervisor. And they, not the officers, they wanted to give this kid a break. So I don't know why we're trying to it shouldn't be brought up. Hey, man, Adam Schefter reported it. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to be as fair as possible, but it is news, guys. Disagree?
No.
Go to Ken, 97.1. Kenny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, Kenny, David, whoever I'm forgetting. How are you guys today?
Excellent. Good, man. What's up?
Good. Look, real quick, man. I called in, dude. I got the namaste from you guys without the yoga. You've been hitting the nail on the head with everything since the show started. I think you let people know I'm not going to take your call if you're demanding a trade. You got this guy for peanuts.
Correct.
So let's just look at it at a different perspective. And I'm, like I said, my blood pressure was up. I couldn't get through earlier, and I almost didn't have to call because you solved it for me. But I'm hoping to pay it forward to you because I just feel like behind me there's that guy, John the Plumber, and he can't pull his union card out and say, touchdown Detroit Black guy. So he's probably going to get the ticket or whatever's coming to him. It's the way the world works. Either you like it, you don't. It's just the way it is. But look at it from the perspective of the 31 teams. I'm not saying J-Mo is there. He has the potential to be great. We saw the electric catch in San Francisco against Rico's privileged 49ers. We've seen the things he's done on the field. But Could you imagine Brad Holmes embarrassing himself like this? By and large, minus the unicorns, wide receivers are a dime a dozen. Again, he's not there yet. He has the potential. But, you know, look, Randy Moss gets traded for a first-round pick, a fourth-round pick, in some garbage. The Patriots get him for a fourth-round pick. You're talking about this guy's first ballot Hall of Fame without discussion. No one is going to pick up that phone and say, hey, Mark, how you doing? It's Brad. Remember the deal we had for Crosby, the second and third rounder? Let me throw in a kid for you that can't stop tripping over his own shoelaces and is only available 60% of the time. It's not going to happen, so I'm hoping, I doubt it, that I can shut that phone call down if someone's going to call you. And besides, like you said, this is anything you need to visit until you need to fork over the farm.
That's it. So, no, Kenny, you're right. I appreciate you. No, Ken, it's just I'm not trying to be rude to people. And like I said, I'm just not a patient person like Cookies and Doug. I'm not doing it. It's idiocy to talk. I mean, you may as well call up today and say, you know what, guys, we should trade for Anthony Edwards before we play Philly tonight with the Pistons. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just, it's not even a reasonable conversation. Like, may I add to you, like, everything you gather, J-Mo, his teammates like him. They can be frustrated, but you can still like somebody. And J-Mo plays a vital role for this team as the lone deep threat. And he's also a dog in the run game. And he had been doing things the right way. And he's made a couple of dumb errors. What I'm not going to do is comp it to, like, hey, we got a real problem. Okay, what's the problem? Oh, he hit somebody, killed somebody with his car. Yeah, that didn't happen. He's not Dante Stallworth. He didn't run a guy over in Miami. He's not Lawrence Phillips. He didn't get a DUI and kill a mother of three. Now, I'm not sitting here doing a power rank of criminality, but this may not even be criminal. There may not be charges. Mm-hmm. The PED suspension, not criminal. Is it dumb? Is it an oversight? Yes. But none of it is going to impact me winning a Super Bowl. I'm not trading the kid. I'm not cutting the kid. And I'm not taking those phone calls. God bless Doug Karsh. God bless Jim Costa. They're just more patient than I am. I'm not doing it. Respectfully. I'm not doing it.
No, I mean, because in theory, I think it's just reactionary because I think it's people who are just tired of everything coming up. J-Mo, J-Mo this, J-Mo that, J-Mo this.
You think I'm happy talking about this today?
No, but I think the people who are like, just cut them. Everybody has their saturation point, and I think for a lot of people, they've hit it already.
I've had my saturation point with Freddie Freeman. Example. Saturated. Saturated. Just, you know what? Put him on first base. I can't take anymore.
Why don't you just get, you know what, four?
Just I can't take anymore. Saturated.
He's going to walk him.
Fully saturated.
Do you realize how much money you would have made if you did a home run, him hit a home run in every game? Like if you put $100 and you just kept letting it ride, I think you're like at over 200 grand.
Right between now. Freddie Freeman and those two idiot fans last night.
They were Yankee fans. They were helping you out.
They were idiots. To give New Yorkers a bad name, it was idiocy. Mookie Betts should have knocked out that one idiot that tried to grab his arm. Ridiculous. They ought to equip players with tasers. Touch a player, get tased. Right in the throat. Gone.
Taser in your back pocket. What if you slide? You accidentally taser.
I don't know. They got a mitten when they steal bases. Can't they give the guy like a fanny pack with a taser? And it's something, man.
You accidentally tase yourself.
I just don't know where fans get off touching these players. It's insanity.
No, it's and they had to look like, wait, why are you coming after us? Like, sir.
The slow motion. Guys, if you didn't see the fan interference in last night's game, that is, I have never in my life seen something like that. Totally embarrassing. Here's Rika.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, David, give us some of the ticket text. Get back to the callers. A lot of people with a lot to say on J-Mo. I think Rico and I have been pretty damn measured. I'm focused on the Super Bowl. Anything I got to deal with J-Mo, I'll do in the offseason. But what we're not doing, we're not going to be the part of the day where people are calling up talking about trading them or cutting them. I give credit to my coworkers. They're just nicer people than I am. You call up wanting to trade J-Mo, your phone call lasts about 3 seconds. Go ahead.
At what time does he become toxic in the locker room? His team's opinion is what matters here, but I'm okay with him being on the team right now.
I think, first of all, it's a leap to suggest he's toxic now. Second of all, you become toxic when you yourself are a bad person who doesn't want to do the work. You don't want to put your body on the line. You don't want to stick to assignment sound football. Well, none of that's on the field. He delivers on the field. And he's become a very good blocker. Now, you want to talk about the off-field stuff? Great. When it costs you availability, when you're violating the personal conduct policy, when you are breaking the law, not the PED suspension, and not something where he's not arrested and not charged yet and may not be. See, mistakes out of stupidity are one thing. Mistakes out of malice or you're a horrible human being or another. I'm not putting that on J-Mo. I may think J-Mo is not very smart, but that doesn't mean he's a bad human.
Okay, but at what point does repeat offenses chime in? Where it's, you're not a bad person, but you had this.
This is the last stop
okay,
for me.
Okay,
that fair?
Yeah, because it's this. And you're not a bad person, but then you had this. Okay, you're not a bad person, right, yeah, but now it's that.
The distinction I'm making is Antonio Brown, bad person.
Yes.
J-Mo, not bright. There's a difference. And they're not, like, J-Mo's not here to be a brain surgeon. Last I checked, he's not moonlighting at Henry Ford doing brain surgery. He's here to play football. So I'll live with certain stuff. Here's the other one. Like, okay, Tyreek Hill damn near breaks a little kid's arm. Tyreek Hill chokeslams his pregnant girlfriend. Bad person. Toxic. And stupid. It's like a bonus meal.
So just stupid, not toxic.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Okay.
I just think he's immature. It's a much nicer term than stupid.
See, look at that. We've come together.
Yes.
Let's bring America together. Go ahead.
Good
from
luck.
Tom, if I'm making millions, I am hiring a driver, plain and simple. If I'm concerned about safety, I'm also hiring security.
Yep. You know what? But I would say this to Tom. But you say that it's easy to say that now, but you're going to think, well, it won't be me. So
then you're also stupid then. You should do that.
Let me say this. David, I'm sorry, but if we zoom out for a minute. Oh, here we go. I'm going to sound like Mr. Rogers. If your favorite player is riding around at the early hours of the morning, if you want to be, you want to say late at night / early morning, fine. Why are you riding around with guns underneath the seat of your car? You know, there comes a time, it's time to grow up. Who you surround yourself with, that is your future. It's time to figure out, do you want the bag or do you want the cred? Do you want to be one of the great receivers in the league and have multiple generation changing money, or do you want to look tough? And do you want to go hang out at your Coney on the east side?
Well,
and you want to be out at 3 a.m. and you want to be able to say you got a piece in your car. Yeah. I don't know, man. You make the pick. I know what I'm choosing.
Mike, some people want to represent the streets. Some people want to say, I am the streets. You don't do that because you have to ask yourself a question. And this is where maturity kicks in. If you need to go somewhere that late and you need a weapon on you,
why are you there in the first place?
Why not just stay home and do it the next day? Where are you going that is that important? So, yeah, J-Mo's going to find out one day these streets don't love him the way he loves the streets, okay? The streets don't. The streets have been around for years, decades. They'll find a new J-Mo. So, loving these streets, okay, keeping it real until it goes wrong.
David on the ticket.
No, you know, you're exactly right, Rico, and that's what he needs to learn and everyone in life needs to learn. We all want to make it in life. We all grow up a certain way, but we want to make, quote unquote, make it in life. Well, J-Mo, you made it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep doing stuff like this, if you keep hanging out in places like that, then you may lose it.
Yeah, you don't owe these streets nothing.
Nothing.
You've done something that everybody that's hanging with you late at night at the Coney's want. You don't have to be there. But you're thinking, oh, but you know, that, no, it's fake love, brother. That's not real love. Because if they really loved you, they would say, go home. Go home. We have no life. We have no future. You do. Go home.
Don't trade J-Mo, but don't re-sign him. Let him be someone else's issue to deal with and draft a wide receiver to keep the salary down at that position.
And again, that's part of why I wouldn't pick up the fifth-year option. I have him this year, and I have him next year, which, you could make a case, are the prime two seasons of your Super Bowl window. I don't need to worry about 2026, 27. He'll write his own story. In the short term, keep your nose clean, play high-level football. We'll revisit your fifth-year option with your representation in the offseason. That ain't got nothing to do with me doing a radio show on Wednesday, October 30th. I want to win. And as long as J-Mo is not out there hurting people, as long as J-Mo is not doing things that are highly illegal, violent, degenerate behavior, as long as he's not doing that stuff, I reserve the right to tell you that I don't have to like the player. I don't have to respect his intelligence. I don't have to sit here and tell you he's mature, but he can help me win. Because if you think teams that win the Super Bowl are doing it with 53 choir boys, you're crazy. Lawrence Taylor was doing hits of rock in the parking lot of Giant Stadium when we won Super Bowls. Okay? Crack pipe and playbook. Welcome to the big leagues. We're going to put up with it because you're good. What? David, he was hitting the rock.
I was thinking of the story where he missed the first half of Monday Night Football because he was doing some things.
I mean, who are we kidding? There are some bad dudes on a lot of these good teams. This is part of the price of admission to the big club.
I just think of his awful acting in any given Sunday. It's two halves.
Okay.
It's the offense and the defense. You can't survive without the other.
Only thing worse than his acting's been his decision making. Okay, Rico really happy with himself. He made it funny.
All right. I'm just imagining him cutting Jamie's car in half.
David, take a text, please.
Josh Reynolds just got shot. And how many other players were shot this year? Oh, yeah, Ricky Purcell. How many players get robbed or shot over the years? I understand him wanting to carry a gun.
Yeah.
He won't be charged. This investigation is about the cops and the cops.
And again, Josh Reynolds, what time of night was it? Where were you? What are you doing? Now, Ricky Pearsall's a unique instance. It was broad daylight in a highly populated part of San Francisco. It was damn near Union Station. And he got stuck up because somebody wanted, I believe it was his watch. Now, I'll separate that one. But when you're out after midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then you compound it with your places you probably shouldn't be, and then you add firearms to the mix, it's just not how you need to be living, man. But that's on you. As long as you show up to work on Sunday, that's cool. But guess what's not going to happen? I'm not handing you $100 million. And as long as we have that understanding, we'll both be very happy. One more, and then we'll keep it timely, and we'll go right back to the phone lines.
Gambling, PEDs, and now admitting to carrying a concealed weapon. He is a train wreck sabotaging his life. I love him on the field, but he has to get it right.
Right, but the point is, his problems aren't my problems if they're not taking him off the field. Now, the PED thing we have to get to the bottom of, but it's the lowest level suspension. So once again, it's not like he was on the Stallone HGH package. That's like what Will Fuller was doing. This could be something simple like a prescription. I don't know. But I'm at the end of the line. If he takes himself off the field with something else off the field, my tone changes and I'm fully just like, you know what? Enjoy. But next year, I don't know if you're a member of this team.
So we've reached last straw status.
Yes, because in the here and now, I need him. I can't replace him right now. An off season? Oh, I'll replace you real quick. Dime a dozen. There are plenty of people who run real fast. I'll find another one.
I've heard.
All right, let's get straight to the people. J-Mo's the subject matter. I think Rico and I have been pretty damn measured about it, but we're just Mike Stone making an appearance. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, fellas. This reminds me of two things, or makes me think of two things, if I could share both.
Sure.
First, my granddaughter just left kindergarten. She's a first grader now. But she had a friend, and I asked her about her friend, and, oh, I don't play with her now. She makes poor choices. It's kindergartner. Has that kind of sensibility, you know. But anyway.
That sounds pretty terrible when you comp it to the J-Mo thing, and you're like, wow, we're really down bad.
Yeah, but to show you how, or explain how quickly a good kid with his whole life and a career way ahead of him, Henry Ruggs was a fleet receiver, the Lions. I think he was a rookie.
Yeah,
he was
Raiders.
Just like banging him out, yeah. And, you know, he like Jameson Williams, you know, J-Mo, he was really, you know, really an asset. But then, you know, he was out drinking Vegas on the strip, had a sports car, got it up to 150 miles an hour or so, and his life changed. You know, overnight.
Right. And here, look, Nick, you're not wrong for bringing it up. All I would say is J-Mo has not done anything like that. So the only place I will go with that is you make a good point that if you continue to make bad choices, bad things will follow. For Henry Ruggs, it was one night, one choice, and his whole life ended. For J-Mo, yeah. He's gotten fortunate. He's put himself in some bad spots, albeit he hasn't, clearly, nothing is serious. He hasn't killed anybody. He hasn't maimed anybody. But you're right, Nick. You have every right to say at a certain point you're 23 years old. You're old enough to vote. You're old enough to go to war. You're old enough to be a dad. Grow up. You want to make millions of dollars? Then do what needs to be done as a part of that contract. Grow up. Stop it.
Yeah, if I can share my second thought about the situation. As far as how much do you tolerate these kind of things, I'm a Warriors fan, Golden State Warriors, and there's been at least seven times I said, fire, get rid of that Draymond Green. Get rid of him, man. He's hurting the team. He's a poison. He's toxic. But he has value. I mean, he went after Coach Kerr, wanted to fight him. He drove out Kevin Durant. He punched his teammate, not to mention all the suspensions and technicals he got on the court.
Yeah.
But if you got a certain amount of value.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless you kill somebody, which happened, then, you know. What can you do?
Nick, I'll say this. For Draymond Green, he's until all of a sudden Curry walks in there and says, I'm tired of this. He's got a job because he's basically the bad cop. He's the enforcer for Steph Curry. So that's why, because you're right. Other than that, it's like, well, why is Draymond still there? Yeah, it's that. But the Ruggs thing, look, I hope we never get that type of story here.
No. And that's why I said I'm not going to comp that out. I think if you're using it as an example of if you continue to make bad choices, bad things will happen. Yes, but no, J-Mo cannot be classified in that arena. You can't classify it when you talk about some of the degenerates that have played in the NFL. J-Mo, it begins and ends for me, is immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was taking some strides. And as Dan Campbell put it best, no, we'd rather not be dealing with it. But
here we are.
I don't get a sense they think he's a bad kid. I don't get a sense his teammates have turned on him. So let this be the last thing. Let's go win the Super Bowl, and any long-term decisions will be saved for hopefully mid-February after we have a parade. Go to Sheldon, 97.1. Sheldon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, fellas. But, Mike, I definitely agree with you. And I hope, you know, to the degree, I'm to the point right now, I hope, and I agree with you, Mike. Oh, Brad Holmes might call him into his office. I said, when I extend you, there's going to be one serious clause. You're going to have a 6'6", 300-something-pound babysitter with a CCW, CPL, all that. Wherever you go, he goes. The only time you're by yourself if you're going home to visit family. But even if with family, where you go, he goes. Because I know they should be to the point. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing you, hearing you associate with negative news.
Yeah, and I mean, Sheldon, listen, there does come a point where J-Mo's got to change. You know,
he's got speed, nuclear speed.
Oh, yeah.
Speed I wish I had in my playing days. And he's throwing it all away for what? Just immature. Don't let your immaturity be the death of your career.
Yeah, and again, he's got time to continue to build and rebuild trust with the franchise and get where he needs to go. Guys, look, it's why I'm not taking any of these calls today about trading him, cutting him. That is a waste of energy. And I'm not trying to be a Richard about it. Man, my time's worth more than that. I'm not going to do it. God bless Doug and Jimmy. They did the Lord's work the last 8 hours. Well, I'm not doing it. If I'm a bad guy because I won't take those calls, fine. I'm doing a service to the city of Detroit. Because talking about trading J-Mo on October 30th is idiocy. We'll do it in the offseason. But right here, right now, this latest thing. Look, I can be upset with his decision-making. I can admonish how he's living his life and how immature it is, how irresponsible it is. It has nothing to do with I need to win a Super Bowl. How do I get this guy back on the field for the next 8 games? Well, 12 games, hopefully. And I'll deal with everything else in the offseason. Because right here, Rico, factually, I can't tell you if there's going to be charges. And even if there were, Kim Worthy already said, it's going to take a minute. The NFL, Ian Rappaport had said, the league is preferring to err on the side of letting the process play out. We call that the Janssen. And then the league will step in.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are postseason to me.
You're correct.
Do me a favor. Stop going to the damn Coney at 4 a.m.
And you just stole what I was about to say.
My bad.
No.
No.
Because it literally, J-Mo, I don't want you back in here unless I'm handing you a game ball. I don't want you back in my office. It's like the principal. Like, at some point, I don't want to see you again unless you're in the hallway going to class. J-Mo, no more. This is it.
You said it all. Now, I'm only halfway serious when I hit the breaking news button. Forgive me.
Okay, Dan Campbell.
Now, I want to allow some joy, some hope outside of this J-Mo thing. May I? Per Browns reporter Mary Kay Cabot, the legend, Za'Darius Smith was held out of practice today, y'all. Quotation, illness. Something or nothing. Come on. Come on. Allow me to live in a space where we're making a move for a pass rusher and we're not just bickering about J-Mo and firearms.
It's something.
Yes.
We just have to hope it's something here. We just got to hope it's something here.
David, something or not?
I'm with Rico. We got to hope it's something here because I thought Josh Uche, who was held out, was then going to be traded to Detroit. That did not happen.
Right. You don't want to hear and traded to the Packers. You don't want to hear that.
Traded to the Eagles or, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something. Just hope it's here.
Illness. Please. That illness
or
trying to get his house on the market.
Or maybe he's sick.
To hell with that. I want to live in the world where he's held out because he's getting traded.
Maybe he was hanging out with Kenny this weekend.
Wow.
Live from the Za'Darius Smith update desk.
I'm just telling you, man.
Wait a minute.
It's a struggle with this man today.
Just let it go.
It's a struggle.
Mike.
Oh, see in the bathroom again?
It's a struggle.
Kenny, how you holding up? What? Man.
It's hard in the streets, man.
Can we get Kenny a wireless from stall 3?
No, we do not need that.
He needs some. It's rough, dude. It's rough.
All right, David, you're doing the Lord's work back there, man. It's not just on Sundays. Let's go to Gary, 97.1. Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I agree with everything you guys are saying. I just think it's unfortunate for J-Mo that he wasn't driving in Ann Arbor, that his name wasn't Mozzie, and he didn't have a coach named Jim Harbaugh.
All right, but hold on. Gary, I want to say factually, just to be clear, the police arrested Mozzie. He got processed. He got booked. I don't blame the police. I blame the University of Michigan for being the duplicitous scumbags that they are. They escorted the guy to the airport to play in the damn game. So, like, that's a different deal. These officers wanted to do the right thing. They had a super fan supervisor come in, sideswipe the operation. J-Mo did not get arrested, and he may still not face charges. It's different. Mozzie driving around like Scarface at 9 in the morning. Shooting range isn't even open. I don't know where you're going with ammunition all over your car. The point is, that was worse in a sense because he did get booked. The school kept it under wraps, all while impugning the school up the road.
With a bunch of criminals.
Right. So, I mean, Gary, that's a little different now. Let's be fair and accurate. And they still got away with saying it's a paperwork issue, which is just a load of bollocks.
You mean it's not?
I don't want to hear it. Okay. I don't want to hear anything from those people. I've had enough of them.
It's never their fault.
No, it's not worth it. 2 + 2 = 5? You're right. I don't care.
What's 2 + 2?
Okay, then.
Did you see your text message? Kenny has responded to you.
where is he responding to me from? He's not right in front of us.
Let me see.
Oh no. All right. Well, good to have David and poop emoji behind the glass. 248. Go over to Marty. My God. Marty, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're okay. We're praying for Kenny. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
first time caller, listen to you guys all the time.
Welcome.
I know I don't have a lot of time, but
you have plenty of time.
Give you a little backstory.
Take us to
give you a little backstory. I graduated in 1990.
Okay.
And one of my best friends went to U of M. Sorry, Rico. But I was always around him, did everything to make sure he got everything right. And if you go back to 1991, watching Michigan versus Iowa, and you see that this backup running back blew the house out. And yet, a year and a half later, he's done because he made a stupid decision. No one was there to take care of him. I believe J-Mo will be taken care of by Sheila, Brad, and Dan, and the rest of the team, because nobody's giving up on him.
No.
It's different being a 20, what is he, 22?
23, I believe.
Different being 23 now than it was 23 in 1991.
Yeah,
we did rotten stuff back then.
Listen,
going back and forth to the universities.
You know who's most thankful camera phones didn't exist? Derek Jeter. So let's just be real.
That's exactly right.
I mean, Marty, it's a point well taken. And look, I do think if this kid doesn't make it, I do not think it'll be the fault of this organization. I do not think
he's not getting traded.
Not now, at least.
And no, that's why I'm not saying no value. He has no value now.
He has a lot of value to Sheila and Dan and Brad because they're not going to let this go.
No, because, you know, Marty, he's an investment to them right now. And right now, like some investments, they skyrocket, some plummet, but you expect that rebound. It's going to come back. It's going to pay off. They're trying to play the long game with him right now.
I can kind of agree with that, but if it was an investment, they would have already got Max Crosby, and that was another thing I was going to say. I was all over that 2 weeks ago, but after I seen this team without Hutch, I'm like, we don't need anybody because they're just coming and coming and coming. and they're unbelievable. I'm 51 years old, youngest of eight, old Polak. Frickin' my dad and brother, who were the biggest Lions fans ever, who have passed. It's amazing what I'm watching, and I have no feelings of this team is going to go down.
Look, I think they have a shot to do it all. My point is, I don't want to take any risk, Marty. And when you've got things that are non-essential, like mid to late round draft picks, and you have a need.
I don't think there's a risk.
To what? Acquiring a pass rusher?
Oh, no. If they do, awesome.
If they do,
they're absolutely great.
If they make a trade between now and Tuesday, they are absolutely towering above the rest of the NFC. Marty, that's why we want to do it. Rico, your homework assignment, 1991, Michigan and Iowa, number 7 versus number 9. Michigan ran for 371 yards in front of Hayden Fry's face, who was Marty's friend.
I was trying to figure that out.
Do the homework. Fake high school. Kenny, welcome back.
Almost made it halfway through the show without an incident, but we're good now. Everything's fine.
It's better than only halfway to the bathroom.
That's very true.
You poor thing. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in on football, other things besides J-Mo as well. 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.